Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We'll start with some team news ahead of this evening's Premier League clash when Manchester City welcome Tottenham to the Etihad Stadium. It's a 5:30 kickoff. Sergio Aguero, who's missed 11 games for coronavirus-related reasons, could be available for the citizens. Ruben Dias and Rodrigo are expected to recover in time from illness and injury respectively, but Fernandinho will miss out with a thigh problem. Moving on, Pep Guardiola has admitted his displeasure with December's draw against West Brom and that it provoked him into rebuilding his Manchester City team. The Premier League leaders, as you've heard, face Tottenham on Saturday, with the North London club the last to win against Guardiola's side, who go into the game on a 22-match unbeaten run. That 2-0 defeat in November was considered a turning point in City's season, but the boss has revealed it was the 1-1 draw with West Brom which prompted him to rethink his approach. Well, when asked what was altered after the Spurs game to spark City's brilliant unbeaten streak, Guardiola said it wasn't specifically that game, it was after the West Brom match that we could win because of three incredible chances at the end. After that game, I had a feeling this isn't a team I can recognise. I didn't like what I saw. We could have won at Tottenham and West Brom, but I didn't like the way we played. And I said, we have to come back to our first principle. Finally, Ilkay Gundogan says record-breaking Manchester City are taking nothing for granted as they step up their quest for success on all four fronts. The German midfielder has been in outstanding form this term and has been a pivotal figure in City's rise to the top of the Premier League alongside their push for silverware in the FA Cup, Carabao Cup and Champions League. Gundogan said the mood is very positive at the moment, as you can imagine. We're very happy not just about the results that we've got recently, but we're happy about the way we're playing at the moment. We're grateful, we don't take it for granted, and we will try to continue like that. That's all for now. We'll have more later.